We're back with another edition of the Midweek Minute with the superintendent, Dr. Michelle Eller from Sylacauga City Schools. Dr. Eller, we have been profiling all of the assistant principals for the month of April, and we now have Dr. Benny Lewis, assistant principal at Sylacauga High School, in studio this morning. We are so excited to talk to him. Talk to us about your relationship with Dr. Lewis.
So Dr. Lewis is one of our longstanding assistant principals. He is seen the high school through, I think he's on his third principal now.
Third.
Would that be correct?
That's yeah.
The high school has two assistant principals, one that handles more of the facilities and discipline, buildings, structures, things of that nature, and then one that handles more of curriculum and instruction. So Dr. Lewis has been instrumental in that building and handling facilities, discipline. He had a background working with alternative school before he came to us. And so I think that background really helps and assists him in his current role at the high school.
Yeah. And so, Dr. Lewis, you welcome, obviously. You know, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You know, you have been in this position, as Dr. Eller was saying, for several years. And, you know, you've seen, you know, a little bit of different leadership in your tenure at Sylacauga High School. In your position, how do you adapt in those ways? And what motivates you every day that you come into work?
Wow. I'll start with what motivates me first.
Yeah.
It is. It's the kids.
Yeah.
It's the kids in this community. Again, hence why I have been here eight. This is year eight. Mm. If it was anything different, some would say, you know, would have been went somewhere else. But it truly is the feel of this community, the kids we serve in this community. That's why I'm here. That's what motivates me to get up every morning to come to work.
Yeah.
Adapting, that one has been, it hasn't been hard, but again, you know, anytime there's change,
sure,
there comes a little bit of adjustment. So that's all it is. You know, in education, as an educator, you must be flexible. Mm-hmm. You must be willing to go with whatever that day may bring. And especially as an administrator at a high school, you never know what the day brings. So adapting to different administrators, different leadership styles, it was something that I've been doing for the majority of my career as an educator. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't hard. It wasn't hard.
The, you know, Dr. Eller, you talk about having people in certain positions,
right,
and you know how you've kind of handpicked people, and you've, you know, you kept people in certain places, you've put people in different places. What does Dr. Lewis bring to this position that you feel is such a strong point to have him in this position?
I think one, he brought stability in that building with there being the multiple changeover of administrators, of principals in that role. Now that we have Mr. Rivers in there, and of course everyone knows Mr. Rivers, loves him. He's been an icon in our district for a long time in our different buildings. But I think prior to that, I think that stability was needed there. Like I mentioned before, the background that he had with working in an alternative school in another district really helped his role in really managing and overseeing and assisting in discipline in the building. But also he's been able to learn the facilities, all of those aspects of assistant principal as well. And I know he also, you know, has gotten opportunities with curriculum and instruction. It's not that it's totally set apart. But I think his background and his expertise in those other areas really lends itself to what was needed in that building.
Yeah, and Dr. Lewis, you've been here for 8 years, you said, but tell us a little bit about your background. Where are you from? How did you get into this position to begin with?
Okay, so I went to Troy University majoring in a pre-med.
Okay.
Yes, pre-med.
All right.
So I get to Troy University majoring in pre-med. Science classrooms, I tell some of the kids the same story, and you're just looking out the window on the second floor, and I'm going to make it short, though.
Yeah, sure, go for it.
And I was like, what am I doing? You know, pre-med, that's not for me. Then I started psyching myself out of you know, med school, and I was like, do I even want to work in a hospital, you know, 12-hour days, on call all the time? Nope, this isn't for me. So then I went down this journey of, okay, well, what career path do I want to be on? And I went back to my fifth grade dream. When I was in fifth grade, I won a DARE essay contest, and Dr. Kathy Murphy, she was my principal. And so I was able to shadow her that entire day. And since fifth grade, I've told myself I was going to be a principal. So sitting in college, figuring out what's my next major going to be, I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to be a principal. You know, that was my childhood dream. That's what I'm going to do. Go to my advisor. Hey, I don't see principal on the major thing.
Right.
And she was like, yeah, you can't major in being a principal. I was like, but that's what I want to be. And she's like, no, you can't. That's not a major. I was like, well, how do I be a principal? She was like, well, you have to teach first. Then you go back to school. I was like, I don't want to teach. I want to be a principal. And long story short, I finished Troy with a social science education background. Because, again, I could have did science education, but the issue was I was like I was so burnt out with all the science courses, all the labs. So I switched to social science education. I was hired to teach at an alternative program in Tuscaloosa. So I did that for 6 years. While I was there in Tuscaloosa, a big Alabama fan, Roll Tide. I can't say that on there.
Well, I don't know. This is Dr. Eller's show. I don't know.
I'll let you today.
She may hit you with a war eagle over here.
Okay.
I'll let you today since this is your story, Dr. Lewis.
Thank you.
Give him some grace there.
Yes, thank you. So that's what it was. While I was in Tuscaloosa, I completed the master's, the EDS.
Yeah.
And then I went on and was hired here in Sylacauga after 6 years in the classroom. Working in Tuscaloosa City. And the rest is history. While I was here, finished up the EDS and started my doctoral work. And that was basically it.
And where did you get your doctoral degree from?
Alabama as well.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, I was going to say he's... And you got your doctorate from...
Auburn.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I mean, you're. Yeah, so we got a battle here. A little Iron Bowl happening.
What are you trying to do here?
Nothing. I'm not trying to invoke anything.
But I'll have to say, all my degrees are from the Auburn family.
Okay. Well,
now, I did go to Troy State for a bit, downtown Montgomery, when I was pursuing my degree in English. So I did go to Troy State downtown, and my husband has a degree from Troy State.
Well. I'm a South Alabama alum, so okay. I know being, okay. You know, a Troy, I mean, so yeah. There's already hard feelings, I feel like, across the table, but it's okay. We'll let it slide. We're all friends here. It's okay. We're only enemies when it's football season. Your story is incredible, you know, and the fact that you had the awareness to say, you know, this might not be for me, you know, and then you had that shift of saying, I want to do something. You followed your heart is really what it sounded like you did. And it's proven to be, you know, an incredible opportunity for you here. Where do you see yourself in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the line?
Wow, great question. So I've always told myself, again, as a fifth grade little kid, being in Dr. Murphy's office, again, the space, it was quiet, it smelled good. And as I watched her journey, from middle school principal to high school principal to her being a superintendent. Now she's president, I think, at Gadsden State. So just watching her journey, ultimately I would love to be a superintendent somewhere. I would. I think I have all the intangibles of, you know, running a school district, being an asset to a community. But again, you know, that's the long, long-term goal.
Sure.
So, yeah, that's, I guess you can say that's the 20 year.
Sure. Well, I know you've got a great leader, obviously, you know, and a superintendent here with Dr. Eller to learn from and to be under, her tutelage, if you will. Dr. Eller, you've talked about how these assistant principals bring some strengths to the schools. The role of an assistant principal is to do what exactly? I mean, or is there a specific role? I mean, it's not, you're not a glorified assistant to the principal. I don't want that to sound like it's passive, but what is the real core?
I mean, to me, it's to undergird that principal.
Yeah.
You know, the principal has the ultimate responsibility of that entire school, day in and day out. You're never not the principal. And so with great responsibility comes, you know, a lot of baggage to carry. And so they could not do that without those assistant principals really undergirding them. Mm-hmm. You know, they rely on them tremendously to cover day to day, to cover when they're out. You know, more and more our principals and even our assistant principals are required to do professional development that the State Department has set forth that they have to do. That's not us saying you need to do that. That's the State Department saying you need to get X number of hours in these different areas. And so, you know, in the absence of the principal in that building should still run as though he or she was there.
Yeah.
And it's those assistant principals undergirding that allow that to happen.
Well, I know that you have a shared responsibility because you have Ms. Corson, right?
Yes.
That's also there with you. And so you two have to work. You're the only school in the school system that has two assistant principals. Right. What is that relationship like? How do you divvy up your responsibilities with each other?
Oh, man, listen, it is one of the best working relationships by far. The three of us in that building, it just gels. You know, where my expertise comes in, I guess you could say, with the knowledge of the high school, with, you know, some of the book knowledge, I guess you could say, with, you know, the educational stuff, background from all the degrees or whatever, where I bring Ms. Corson close to 25 plus years in education. I think this is a third year as an assistant administrator, but just the level and depth of knowledge she has as a educator. Mr. Rivers, with his depth of knowledge as an educator and administrator. So it works well. It's like a well-oiled machine. And, you know, of course, assistant principals, we have our relationship that's solid as a rock, me and Ms. Corson, because we do have to, you know, bounce things off one another. We want to make sure that we're always on the same page.
Yeah.
So there's never a, oh, I've been here 8 years. This is my show when Rivers is out. And, you know, giving her that level of respect, you know, we're equal. We're not big me, little you.
Right.
And in return, you know, she has been awesome, you know, just for us coming to me when she has a question.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, you're asking me? And then I'm like, well, I guess I have been here.
Oh, wow. It kind of validates your credibility what has happened. Yeah.
So it's a wonderful relationship.
That's awesome. Man, it sounds like, you know, I mean, especially in that scenario where you're sharing a responsibility or even a title, being able to have that camaraderie together is incredible. Congratulations on all of your successes.
Well, and our high school, you know, our high school's our flagship.
Yes, of course.
You know, that's really our flagship. Yeah. That's the end of all of our work.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting those students across that finish line.
Yeah.
And so we have to put our best effort, not that we're not putting our best efforts everywhere else as well in that foundation and that preparation, but mm-hmm. the high school is really the flagship of, you know, our district, and not just with our graduates, but with all the opportunities that they have in that building.
Yep.
I mean, our students are busy. They're busy.
You can see it in everywhere you look around the community. Yes.
And it takes all hands on deck
without a doubt.
You know, provide supervision, guidance, because, you know, especially in the spring, I mean, our spring sports are everywhere.
No doubt.
And they're doing fabulous, but
they are.
And we love that our students are busy.
Yeah.
But it does take all hands on deck to to really make that run right.
Well, speaking of seeing all of this in action, you have a big opportunity in 2 days on Friday for people to see everything happening. It's your tour of schools. Tell us about this. You still have an opportunity for people to sign up.
Yes, we still have room to sign up. We will be taking a bus.
Yep.
Our plan is to meet at central office Friday at 9 a.m. If you sign up on the Google form, then we'll make sure you have a place reserved. I'm going to give a brief overview of the district, and then you'll actually get to see for yourself what is going on in our classrooms. And we've got two special events taking place Friday. We have our wax museum at Pinecrest, which is always
that's
a
fun
wonderful
to
event.
See. Yes, absolutely.
That's one of my favorites. And so they'll get to see the wax museum. At Indian Valley, we have our second grade career projects taking place, so they'll get to see the career trajectories of our second graders. Then we'll travel to the middle school, and they are going to be treated with some of our performances from fine arts. They'll also get to see some academic classrooms along the way in all these places, too. And then we'll end at the high school, and they'll get to actually tour our brand new Black Box Theater.
That's something that is near and dear to your heart, for
is.
Sure. I know
yes,
that's awesome.
It is. And maybe see a quick performance in there, too.
Good. That'd be awesome.
Yes.
With you?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to pass
this
time.
I was gonna say, that would be a sight to see. I would sign up for that, for sure. No, you can find out all the information on the Sylacauga City Schools Facebook page, or also at scsboe.org for more information. It's free.
Yes.
So you can just hop on the
sign
up.
If you ever had questions about, hey, what are the schools like, or you know, thinking about moving to the area, we want to show you, and we want to be able to showcase what we do every day.
Yeah. Absolutely. I love it. That's going to be awesome. That's this Friday. Make sure you sign up for that. Dr. Benny Lewis, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you all for having me.
Absolutely. Congratulations on all your success, and look forward to great things to come. And Dr. Eller, thank you again for always a great Wednesday edition of the Midweek Minute.
Yes.